I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team with Real Estate Teams with our weekly real estate podcast airing for the first time on Christmas Day 2017.
Yeah. Not sure how many people are going to be listening to this right now. Hopefully they're enjoying some time with family and friends, or maybe they just want to hear our wonderful voices, and since you're maybe more so your voice, since you're not on air today.
Well, I've been also trying to ruin your Christmas by telling everybody that they are not taking Christmas off. They're waiting to take your calls, especially in West Virginia now that they're serving you. I hope you get those calls all the way up through Christmas Day and Christmas Eve.
I'll tell you, Tom, I mean, you know, we just the week before, we were out on appointments. I mean, even the Saturday before Christmas, we were out on a listener appointment from a WFRE listener out in West Virginia.
Nice. So that's what we want to hear. So, Jay, we have been together now going on 7 years. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Same to you, and same to all the listeners here at WFRE. We hope you guys, again, are enjoying the season. And, you know, it's another year in the wraps.
Another year in the wraps, and I was thinking about talking to you today about the past year, some of our favorite things. And what was the best movie that you think you saw? It's okay if you saw it on DVD, because that's how I see most movies. What do you think was the best film you saw the past year?
Well, the best movie, I would say, and again, I'm sort of a nerd, as you can tell with our billboards. I mean, I enjoyed the Star Wars stuff.
Have you seen the new one?
Yeah. I went and saw it in 3D IMAX here in Frederick.
Oh, you did? Was that everything you wanted and more? I heard that was a great motion picture.
It was. It was a good movie. I love Star Wars. Ever since I was a kid, it's been something I've been into. That's why we sort of play around with them and use that stuff in our billboards.
Yeah, those are awesome, man. The Force is strong with this one. You with the lightsabers, man. That's great marketing.
It's good stuff. And the funny part was, for those that – I won't give a spoiler, but for those that haven't seen the movie – and I had no clue, because I saw the movie after we came up with a billboard. The last one we did with Leia being shown through R2, it actually made a little bit of an appearance in this movie as well. And we had no clue when we came up with that concept.
Don't you have the copyright to all that Star Wars stuff? They cannot show that without checking to you. You need to take them to task. See them in court.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I saw that. I was like, wow, who would have ever thought? Because we came up with that concept about 2-3 months ago.
Has Disney ever come after you guys and say, hey, we own the rights to all this copyright property? This is our intellectual property.
No, we use a large firm, actually the same firm that does that handles all the billboards in Times Square. They're the ones, I give them the concept, and they create it.
Nice. That is so cool.
Yeah, so they're a big company. They do the ones for Disney. Like I said, they do the ones, as you're going into Manhattan at the tunnel, those ones that are like massive, Apple and, you know, all the other big companies that advertise, they handle those. It's Outfront Media.
How about Christmas? Are the kids in a transition period from kids to adults?
Yeah, Tom. I mean, it's so different now. It's, you know, my oldest is an adult. He's 18.
Okay.
You know, one of the girls is 16 already. The other will be 16 in January. And then we have the 9-year-old.
So maybe some toys for the 9-year-old.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, the others, it's more of, you know, when you're 18 and 16, it's more about, you know, getting some gift cards and things and more of that autonomy to go pick their own stuff and do it on their own time.
What about your gift wish this year? I have nothing for Santa this year, really. Santa always comes through for me anyway, but there's nothing that I really want for Christmas. What about you? Something you need this year?
Yeah, same thing. The challenge is, you know, when I find stuff that I want, I just get it. And it's rare that I find something that I really need.
Same here, buddy. If you need it, you go get it. I think that's typical of guys. As far as shopping goes, I know what I'm looking for. I'm not browsing. I'm not trying anything on. I'm going in. I'm getting out. Clean.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was funny because the weekend before Christmas, I had to finish up the shopping for my wife. And I assumed it was going to take me a while. I went out to I guess it's out in Montgomery County. I went to Montgomery Mall, and I figured it was going to take me a long time. From my house to there and finishing in the 3 stores and lunch, it was like no more than 1 hour and 40 minutes.
That's amazing. Did you get good customer service in retail stores?
Yeah, but it always throws me off. I forget when I go to Montgomery County that you need to pay for a bag, and they ask you, would you like a bag? And I look and I'm like, of course I want a bag.
Are people carrying their own bags in Montgomery County?
Yeah, they do. They do. That's why our giveaways are so. So they're very loved in Montgomery County because, yeah, you pay. for each bag that you get.
This was a big year because you moved and renovated and landscaped a new home.
Yeah, and, you know, back in Frederick County, got the office resituated, got everything squared away. And then, as you keep mentioning, you know, we launched into West Virginia. So this was a big year for us. We had crazy growth. We're, again, still helping as many of your listeners as we can. And, you know, getting things done for people. It's also was a very exciting year for us because there were people who weren't able to sell their homes before. And now with the market increasing, we were able to finally get them over the hump. And some of those people were people we talked to 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And then we came back to revisit with them. And then we were finally able to get them to the next stage of their lives. So that was a big win for 2017.
I was expecting you to get calls from Berkeley County, Jefferson County, Morgan County. But you've been up in Morgantown already this year.
Not Morgantown, but Morgan County.
Morgan County. Okay,
yeah, out,
sorry.
Great. Great Kakapin.
Oh, Great Kakapin. So that's out of the way. Somebody who had property up there heard about it on the radio?
Yeah. That was our, instead of our house of the week, you know, we did the land of the week last week.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, it was, but again, we're here to service them. So I said we're going to cover all three counties, no matter how far. And that one was a little bit out there. The funnier part was, you know, there was no cell service at all. In that pocket. So, you know, I had about 20-minute drive before I could actually pick up AT&T signal. But, you know, and there's a house on one of the lots, and I talked to those people as well, and they said the same thing. There's no cell coverage at all. They have to have a house phone. And it's just been so many years since I've had a house phone, just thinking that, you know, you need to have, you know, an actual house phone in a lot of these areas.
You got to have a landline.
Yeah. It's
shocking. Do you have a landline in your home?
No.
Neither do I. We did have one till a couple of years ago. We had an ice storm, blew that landline out, and it's still not been picked up since then.
Yeah, we had one because of a security system, but then with all the changes in technology, you don't need them anymore. They go off of cell towers now. So, yeah, landlines are obsolete for us. But I'm finding in a lot of parts of West Virginia, even if they do have cell service, apparently it goes out a lot, and a lot of people have those landlines.
As far as TV from 2016, you and I could be the only people I know watching Ray Donovan on Showtime.
Yeah.
That's maybe one of the best shows. That's the toughest guy on film and in TV. You're going through a door. You want Ray Donovan on your side.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the best shows. And the other one I really like is Billions. I don't know if you watch that.
No, I've heard of Billions.
Yeah, that's another good one. It's another good one. It's not that knockdown, drag out stuff like Ray Donovan, which was great that that picked up because, you know, I was a huge Dexter fan. And
yes, I understand. Yeah. And Ray Donovan, that if you all, as far as family goes, Bunchy, Terry, Mickey, for the Donovan family, those guys will do anything.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. They between will, samurai yeah. swords and...
Well, they'll kill one another in a drunken Christmas party, but when it comes to going up against the Donovans, you don't want any part of those guys.
Yeah, no, not at all. And it's funny you said, though, because that is probably my favorite series. And this last season was a little tough.
Is that when they went to New York? Are they in New York this year?
Yeah, and it's have you caught up?
No,
you seen any of it?
No. Don't All tell right. me anything. I'm waiting for the next season to come out. I don't okay. even know about Abby and what happened with Abby. I missed that season. I'm waiting for that, so I'm way behind.
Okay, yeah, you need to catch up. I'll be quiet now.
Yeah, they're going to be bringing back Big Little Lies we saw on HBO this year. That was an excellent series.
That was, and actually, my wife is reading the book right now, and she said the book is amazing.
Yes, that what the series was based on.
Yes,
they're
yes.
going to be rewriting it for part two. It did so well. There is no part two in literature, but they are going to rewrite that and bring all the characters back.
Yeah, that was a good show too. And like I said, I would have never thought about it or heard of it until you mentioned it. And my wife loved it, and it was actually a show we watched together. Same thing she does, like watching Ray Donovan as well.
The sporting event of the year had to be when we went to see the Steelers and Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium. That was a blast that day.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun, you know, going to those games with you guys. And, you know, seeing them at home and with the Steelers, there's just nothing like it.
The way things have gone in Hollywood and in sports, because of politics and opinions, they're trying to take a lot of this away from us. Just leave us our entertainment. I learned years ago to ignore actors and actresses. I don't want to know about them personally because then I might not want to see their next film, their next TV show. Same thing happened with sports this year. Please, just keep it away. Give us the entertainment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this year, definitely, it's a huge – there's too much stuff. But I've noticed now, even when games are on TV, they're not showing anything during the anthem. They've learned. don't even show it because it's going to create more issues. And again, people just want to watch football.
People just want to watch football, absolutely. And it's getting a little bit better, the NFL here, as we get into playoff season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been some pretty good games. And, you know, like I said, it's, the big thing is keep the politics out of it. Everything is politicized. You mentioned even Hollywood. I mean, it's just scary now. Every time you turn on something, what you hear, it's like, I think you nailed it when you said, I really don't care what these people think personally.
I learned years ago, people with their political opinions, I thought, I don't want to hear that. And then I heard, well, we're just because we're actors doesn't mean we can't have an opinion. Okay, so I'm just going to avoid that if I can. If I don't have to read about this, good. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, it's the smartest thing. So what was your favorite concert or show?
My favorite concert or show had to be backstage at the Weinberg Center. When we introduced Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin, well, not, it wasn't the Gatlin brothers, but it was at the Weinberg Center, and I've never met the Oak Ridge boys, and it was backstage getting to have a talk with all the Oak Ridge boys, icons in the industry, and Larry Gatlin. These guys with a million stories, and I was just really humbled meeting these guys backstage.
I'm shocked you hadn't met them before now.
No, not the Oak Ridge boys, just about everybody, but not those guys. I'd missed those. I had met Larry Gatlin at the Great Frederick Fair. Your favorite concert, was it at the Red Rock Amphitheater?
You nailed it, man. It was a no-brainer. It was, and it's funny because it was a Christmas gift for me last year, and it was to go see Tom Petty at Red Rock.
And I've also, you saw Tom Petty, and we lost Tom Petty this year.
Yeah, yeah. So I told before my wife and I were friends before we were together and became a couple, and I told her I always wanted to see, one, I'd never been to Red Rock. And two, I'd never seen Tom Petty. And I'm a big concert guy. I go to shows all the time. You know that.
I know this. I had also heard from a listener about that Red Rock Amphitheater, which is pretty much a red rock carved into the rock amphitheater.
Yeah, it's natural stone. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Is it outside of Denver, Boulder, somewhere?
Yeah, it's right outside. It's it's about an hour away from Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Because we stayed in Colorado Springs.
Oh, nice.
The only mistake was trying to, you know, We drove an hour after the show ended at midnight to get back to the hotel, so that was a little rough. But yeah, that was a great show. I mean, the atmosphere was wonderful, and now, you know, it's a little bit somber in knowing that that was one of his last shows.
Did he seem strong? Was the entertainment strong? Tom Petty present on stage? Wow, what a loss that guy is.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing. I mean, listen, from when I was a kid listening to him, it was just one of those bands I had to see. And, you know, I tell my wife, though, she's not allowed to buy tickets anymore because, you know, she's bought me tickets to a couple of shows and the people have died. You know, we went and we saw Prince. And
so are you jinxing all of our musical artists, Jay?
Even we went and saw Ralphie May, and Ralphie May died.
Oh, no, you saw Ralphie May.
Yeah, yeah. I told my wife, I'm like, you're not allowed to buy tickets to any more events. I need to purchase the tickets.
Yeah, don't listen to me anymore either, please. Man, you're jinxing everybody. All right, look, this is the end of the year. This is going to be broadcast between Christmas and New Year's Day, so we'll talk more real estate in our next podcast for the beginning of the year. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you, Tom, and Merry Christmas to all the WFRE listeners. And thanks for taking the time to listen to us. Again, as Tom mentioned, we didn't really do much real estate this time, but, you know, you might have wanted to know a little bit about Tom and I and, you know, what we thought were great things of the year. Hopefully you enjoyed this year as well, and thanks again for all of you who've called in and trusted us with all your real estate needs.
And call Jay on Christmas Day. Call Jay on Christmas Day. Everybody else has a vacation, not these guys. They're there to serve. Merry Christmas, buddy. Thank you so much for listening to our weekly real estate podcast. Tell your friends all about it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And hold on. We've got the house of the week.
Oh, we have a home of the week?
Always. It's a Christmas gift here.
Okay, this could be a Christmas gift.
The Christmas gift. It might be late unless, you know, you call me today and you write a contract today on Christmas. This is a nice townhome over in Waterside, listed at 225, 7986 Winsdale Court. 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, only 225. Again, right here on Waterside near Wegmans, near Giant, near Pier 1, near everything.
All the new commercial area up off of 26. It's incredible what's going on there.
Yeah, and there's no city taxes on this house either. So
ding, 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 ding.
Another advantage. If you want to see more info on it, go to WFRE.com, look up JD's Real Estate Podcast, and there'll be plenty of photos there for you to check it out.
It's a Christmas miracle. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm JD.
With our weekly real estate podcast.